This is Radio Equal Shock with your host, Alex Smith.
Hi, I'm Paul Beckwith. I'm with the University of Ottawa, the Laboratory for Paleoclimatology. Although these videos that I put together and the blogs and my website, paulbeckwith.net, if you just Google paulbeckwith.net or Paul Beckwith Climate Change, you can find all kinds of my work on abrupt climate change, on the Arctic, on methane. But what I want to do here is just talk about just some general things about how the overall climate is changing very rapidly, and the human response is completely insufficient to deal with the rapid changes that are occurring. I think we're reaching a point where public is going to go from not caring or kind of tuning out climate change to going into a mode of sheer panic, you know, utter panic over, my God, we're all doomed, you know, we can't do a thing, we've left it too late, and pointing fingers at scientists for not communicating the problem, for not standing up and yelling from the tops of buildings, or pointing fingers at politicians. You know, maybe some of them will even point fingers where the fingers should be pointed. And that's really at the denial industry. It's at the heavily funded oil company, you know, large corporations heavily funding people to scream at the top of their lungs saying that climate change, oh, it's always happened, you know, humans are insignificant, we're not doing anything, you know, what can we do, it's a big planet, etc. All of this nonsense. I mean, that's where most of the blame should go on stopping action on climate change. I mean, at this late stage, you know, it's amazing to me that there's still denialists. You know, there's loads of trolls. I mean, if there's any decent article in a mainstream paper or blog or something, then look at the comment sections. I mean, it's just swarmed by trolls. Oh, climate change has always happened. At this stage, we should be over this. I mean, these people will go into hiding, I think, very soon when the public reaches the panic stage over climate change. And what's it going to take to cause that? Well, that's a big question. I mean, I think it's coming soon. You actually have some mainstream scientists like Stefan Ramsdorf or something saying, we kind of have a climate emergency right now. Like, you know, what is that? Like, we kind of have a climate emergency? You know, a very strong statement from Mr. Ramsdorf. Last summer, James Hansen put a paper online about superstorms. In the past, we had these massive storms which pushed boulders up very high, you know, on islands in the Bahamas and other places. And this happened when there was a rapid transition in temperature, and we had very large temperature gradients over short distances and, you know, over the ocean. And therefore, we had large pressure differences and very high winds, and these high winds had very large fetch over the ocean and generated these massive waves, which then pushed up boulders onto shorelines and things like that. So this paper came out originally, well, it was June of 2015 and something like that. And when it came out, I thought, yeah, this is an extremely significant paper. And I actually filmed 9 different YouTube videos going through the paper sequentially, breaking it down, putting it in the context of abrupt climate change. I mean, it covered a lot of things. It didn't cover everything. It didn't talk about methane in the Arctic coming up. It didn't relate the huge Arctic temperature amplification to the jet stream waviness. It did talk about the large pool of cold water south of Greenland and how that was affecting the ocean currents and how it was affecting the jet stream patterns across the Atlantic, specifically causing tremendous storms in the UK and other parts of Western Europe. So this paper passed peer review and was released just recently, and then it's picked up by a lot of the mainstream media like the Washington Post and the New York Times. These places all ran articles, you know, talking actually about abrupt climate change. You know, climate change can happen over a matter of decades, rapid climate change versus centuries, were some of the headlines. Superstorms are on the way, and, you know, it's a little flurry of press, and it'll die down, of course. But we will reach a point very soon when it doesn't die down, when it becomes mainstream headlines and I think about 4 or 5 years ago, I said that this would likely happen when we lost the sea ice in the Arctic, when we had this blue ocean event for the first time and people could see on images, okay, we've got no white crown at the North Pole, no white crown to reflect solar radiation and keep the thing cool, no snow and ice to absorb a lot of the heat. So instead of that, when there's no snow and ice there, that heat raises the temperature of the water significantly. It thaws out the seafloor sediments and there's fracturing and there's methane coming up from methane clathrates, which are basically lattices of frozen water surrounding methane molecules. And when the ice is melted, the methane is released. The expansion of volume is 180 times, something like that. And it builds up pressure, and then it can elevate regions of the seafloor, such as what we're seeing in the Kara Sea right now. Or if it's on land, it can build up pressure and blow big pockets of earth up and create these massive craters. And these things are popping up over Siberia. We're seeing lots of these. This is a new phenomenon. We've seen lots of these things appearing over Siberia in the last few years. I haven't heard of any in Alaska yet, but it's just a matter of time before they come to Alaska too.
You're listening to EcoShock Radio for the world.
I'm Alex Smith. Get it all at our website, ecoshock.org. We continue with scientist Paul Beckwith from the University of Ottawa calling out a great climate emergency.
We are seeing large rises of methane in the northern regions, as high as up in the high atmosphere over the Arctic. There's been a few days where we've had over 3,000 parts per billion of methane recorded by satellites over the Arctic. The methane level is about 1,800, 1,850 parts per billion global average in the atmosphere. That level ranged from about 350 to 700 parts per billion over the last million years, and we're way above that. CO2 varied between 180 and about 280, 300 parts per million over the last million years, and we're about 405, and we rose 3.09 in 2015 and 2.7, 2.8 something in 2014. Meanwhile, people are patting themselves on the back saying that global emissions have stabilized in 2015, 2014. There's a big disconnect there, and I did a separate video on that. I guess, myself, in studying this problem for years, it still amazes me how we can see all of these articles saying climate change happening faster than normal. Scientists amazed at the melt rates in Antarctica or Greenland. How can scientists continue to be amazed? How can things always happen faster than normal? Like Google faster than normal on climate change and put together a little report. It's amazing. Now Google slower than normal or climate change proceeding as expected, and you'll find almost nothing. So this is a huge problem. There's a problem in the way this issue is being communicated to people in the scientific community when it's completely one-sided. Everything's happening faster than normal. Everything's happening and surprising scientists. And the IPCC models do not account for methane. They say methane is not going to come up, and it's not really, when I say not accounted for, they don't run any models on the case if methane comes up big time from permafrost or tundra or from the clathrates in the ocean floor. This isn't in the IPCC models. And in their infinite wisdom, they neglected to consider methane coming up in large quantities. The cold blob south of Greenland, the warm blobs in the Pacific. When scientists start calling things blobs, start to, run for the hills and get extremely worried, because it means that they don't really know, what's going on. In the last 5, 6 years, maybe 10 years, we started to see a change in the statistics of extreme weather events around the planet. The frequencies, severities, and durations of floods and droughts and extreme weather events like this, heat waves, has increased greatly. It's ramping up. The insurance companies are very aware of this. The public is waking up to these problems. We ain't seen nothing yet, baby. The warming in the Arctic is going to skyrocket far beyond anything we've seen, and this is going to really monkey way more with our weather system, our extreme weather, you know, events and stuff will skyrocket, probably a factor of 10 or 20. And then it's just a matter of time before the public starts to panic over this. You know, in Paris, it's all the talks about a 2 degree, you know, 2 is too much, 1.5 above pre-industrial. Well, all of February 2016, we were 1.57 degrees above pre-industrial. In fact, there's a day, I think it was March 3rd or something, when the Northern Hemisphere was above over 2 degrees Celsius warmer than normal. I mean, 1.5 degrees or 2 degrees, these numbers are really meaningless. I mean, the temperatures are rising much faster over the land, for example, than the oceans. But the oceans are warming. They've taken in over 90% of the heat. So, like, we have an emergency situation on our hands. We need to zero fossil fuel emissions. There's no question. We need to do it on the level with the urgency of, the Manhattan Project to build the bomb in World War II, or the Marshall Plan to rebuild Europe and rebuild Japan after the war was over. We need to do this full speed ahead. It's not a technology issue, it's a political issue. We're going to be in a much warmer world, and this is all happening on decade or two timescales. This is becoming very, very evident to many, many more people. I've been talking about it for 5 years. So please have a look at my website, paulbeckwith.net, and please make a lot of noise to any decision makers that you know to let people know, yes, we have a climate change emergency.
Check out the Radio EcoShock website. We're at ecoshock.org.